Thank you all again for sticking around. I know it's the last presentation on the last day, so we appreciate it. My name is Brent Langelier. I'm from the Department of Community Health Sciences at UCLA. And today I'm just going to be going over some socioeconomic determinants of physical activity and sports team participation among children in California. I have no relationships to disclose. So the objectives of the presentation, we just want to identify socioeconomic determinants of physical activity and sports team participation among California kids. And then I also wanted to look at physical activity among Asian and Hispanic children separately to see if the patterns are the same as within the sort of larger group. Okay, so we'll just really brief review. I'll discuss the methods, the data set, and the model. And then we'll look at the results, and there are a few discussion points at the end. So really, this all ties back to obesity. I think that physical activity and diet, we all know, are two major determinants of overweight and obesity, which is rapidly becoming one of the biggest public health problems in the United States. More than two-thirds of American adults are overweight or obese. One-third are obese. It's about half that if you look at the child and adolescent population. It's about 33% that are either overweight or obese, and about 17% that are obese. And then, of course, obesity in childhood and adolescence is associated with a whole host of health outcomes later in life, chronic disease, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And then physical activity, some of the previous research that's been done in this area has shown that physical activity is associated with age. Younger kids get more physical activity. Older kids are on sports teams a little bit more. Gender, as we just saw, race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic status. Physical activity levels, when you break it down, are highest among males, whites, and those living in non-poor households. And then they're lowest among immigrant children, children of immigrants, and then children that live in non-English speaking households. So that's sort of what's been, some of what's been done in the field previously. So now for the methods, the data source is the public use file of the 2007 California Health Interview Survey, CHIS, you might know it. It's available at this website if anybody wants to do this or any other analysis. It's really simple data to use. There's no missing values, which makes a lot of the decisions in the analysis really easy. So that's actually really helpful. The N for this is going to be, for the whole data set, is 9,913 children. But the sports questions were only asked for 75% because they only asked kids that were three or more years older. And then it's a little bit lower than that for the physical activity. And then all, you know, if you look at all the different questionnaires and surveys, they've all got slightly different wording, so I just wanted to put the physical activity questions on there. So the most knowledgeable adult in the household was asked, not including PE, on how many days of the last 7 days was the child physically active for at least 60 minutes? And then I recoded that so that I had a low and a high group. I split it at the median. So the low group was 0 to 3 days of 60 minutes or more of physical activity, and then the high group was 4 to 7 days. And then for sports participation, during the past 12 months, was the child a member of any sports team, such as soccer, baseball, or basketball? So the predictor variables that are going to be in the model were age, gender, household income, urban-rural residence, adult education, race, ethnicity, and immigrant generation. And there were more in my original model. I just used backwards stepwise regression to take out sort of the insignificant variables. I think I actually forced in race, ethnicity, though. Okay, so some of the sample characteristics. 9 out of every 10 children in California are urban residents. 4 of 10 have household income that's below 200% of the federal poverty line. Less than half of the sample are U.S.-born children with both U.S.-born parents. That's sort of what you would think of as native children, third generation or higher. And then the racial ethnic breakdown, 39% of the children were white, 35% were Hispanic, 11% were Asian, and then 6% were black. And then I also wanted to look at country of origin for Hispanics and Asians. So overwhelmingly, 8 of every 10 children in California is, or Hispanic children is are Mexican. 11% are multiple. There's a smaller Central American population, about 6%. It's a more even split for Asian children. It's about a quarter Chinese, a quarter Filipino, one in seven are Vietnamese, and then one in nine are South Asian. There's also Japanese, Korean, Southeast Asian. So now for the results. So I split it at the median. I sort of already said this, but nearly half of children were physically active an hour more of only three or less of the last 7 days, which I consider to be pretty low. And then only 38% of children participated on a sports team in the year prior to the survey, which I also consider to be really low, because that's, you know, structured physical activity is a big determinant of sort of aggregate physical activity. So to me, that's a very low number. So here's the model. Oh, you can actually maybe read it. But I was really... Wait till the next one. You can't read that one. But it's, I just wanted to put it in there in case somebody was looking at this online and wanted to see the full model. But the key findings, we actually just saw that gender is a big determinant of physical activity. In my sample, males had 1/3 greater odds of sports participation than females. Latinos were less likely than whites to be highly physically active, about 25% lower odds. But they were just as likely to be on a sports team, which I found interesting. Asians were less likely to be highly physically active, about 40% less likely, and about only half as likely to be on a sports team, which I thought was really interesting because, as most of you probably know, overweight and obesity is actually lowest among Asians. So that's sort of a counterintuitive finding. And then immigrants and children of immigrants had lower odds of sports participation and physical activity than native children. So something I wanted to go into in a little more depth, household income and adult education weren't associated with high physical activity, but each was associated with sports team participation. All right, so here you can see that there's kind of a dose response effect that as household income increases, the odds of sports participation goes way up. So kids that are in houses that are 300% or above of the federal poverty line are three times as likely as kids that are below the federal poverty line to be on a sports team. And then it's a similar effect with adult education. And one of the reasons that I think that that is interesting is that, so these are net effects of household income and adult education, but if you consider what an actual child looks like or that household looks like, a lot of times those low-income households are gonna be the same households that have low adult education, right? So it's sort of, they're at a double disadvantage there. So you have to take that into account. Okay, and then, so this is looking at Hispanics and Asians only. Again, this is just the model I wanted to include in there. Among Asians, there is a gender effect for sports participation, similar to among the general population, but there's not for physical activity. So I don't know if you can see up in the top right there, the gender is, the odds ratio for being female or for being male is only 1.01, so it's essentially exactly the same odds of physical activity, which is different than the Latino sample and than the overall sample. And then something else that's interesting, the effect of adult education on physical activity is very different for Latinos and Asians. So for Asians, it follows this expected pattern where kids in higher education households tend to have more physical activity. And then in Latinos, it's the opposite. So the higher education actually have lower physical activity, which I really can't come up with, you know, an explanation for that. Maybe somebody else could. Immigrant generation is negatively associated with sports participation and high physical activity for both Latinos and Asians. So the effect of immigrant generation is pretty clear, that native children get more physical activity, structured and unstructured, than immigrant children. So just real quickly, some discussion points. I think one of the big takeaways from this is that kids in California just don't get enough physical activity, and they're not on sports teams nearly enough. Four out of every 10 is not enough in my eyes. Physical activity interventions should probably target these sort of at-risk youths. So that would be girls, immigrants, Latinos, Asians, and Blacks. And then I also thought it was alarming that foreign-born children and children of immigrants are less likely to be highly physically active or on a sports team, because like I said in the beginning, that's over half the child population, so that's a really significant portion of the California population of children. And then I just wanted to throw this out there in case anybody has an answer to this. I don't actually know why Latino children in households with higher educated adults would be less likely to be highly physically active. I don't know if that's, you know, some artifact of the data, or I don't really have an intuitive explanation for that. So if anybody has any ideas, feel free to throw them out there.
It could be in those households that maybe the other activities or the study and the academic gene is competing with being physically active.
Yeah, it could be that.
It
seems strange that that would be specific to Latinos, though. I don't know why it would be different for Latinos than for, say, the entire population or Asians. That could be it. There could be competing interests, but I don't know why specifically Latinos the pattern is so much different. So limitations we talked about already, that parent report of child's activity probably has substantial error in it, so this might not be 100% active or 100% accurate. That's why I dichotomized at the median, because I figure if you report 6 or 7 days of physical activity, that might not be exactly right, but you're probably not 3 or 2 or 1. So I try to reduce it that way, but you know, who knows if that worked. And then there are a very small number of cases for Latino subgroups based on country or region of origin. I was actually really interested in looking at within group differences among Latinos, and I was unable to do that because the distribution is so skewed towards being Mexican. And then here are my works cited. Thank you.